This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Catherine DiMarco, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E-D-E-M-A-R-C-O, date of birth 03-11-1951, date of appointment 11-30-2023, requesting physician Akbar Hassam, A-K-B-E-R-H-A-S-S-A-M. Dear Dr. Hassam, I have the pleasure of seeing Catherine DiMarco today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 72-year-old, left-handed Caucasian woman who cannot write with the left hand. She cannot use left hand. She has a weakness of the left hand. No pain. She has a stiffness in the left hand, no numbness, no tremors, no neck pain, no numbness, weakness or pain in the legs, no backache either. Past medical history, none. Past surgical history, none. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Medication, multivitamin. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is married, live with a husband, have two children. Family history, mother deceased with stroke, father deceased with cancer of the brain, one sister and one brother alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a weakness and stiffness in the left hand. Physical examination, blood pressure 160/90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation. Heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next up all, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinusitis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronated drift, rigidity of the both upper extremity present, left more than the right. Motor system examination, strength 5/5 except left upper extremity 4.5/5. Deep tendon reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. There is no tremor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 72-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Parkinson's disease. Number 2, probably cervical radiculopathy. Number 3, rule out carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 4, rigidity in the left, in both upper extremity, left more than the right. Number 5, weakness of the left hand. Next paragraph. Her history and examination is suggestive of Parkinson's disease. I would like to start the carbidopa-levodopa, but patient is going for right knee replacement surgery in 1 month. I would like to see her back in my office in 2 months. At that time, I will order EMG of the upper and lower extremities and start the medication. She might need MRI of the C spine also. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.